You are listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We are the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and it's time for Worldview Watch. Going to check out what's going on in that ever-present argument between macroevolutionary theory, it's all an accident, and creation, which trusts in God's word. We got our regular guest, Pastor Warren Wirth, on the phone with us. We're going to talk about yet another feathery dinosaur. Oh my goodness, they found it. It's real. All the Christians are wrong.
So the headline would proclaim, you know, that, and I guess that's the reason we want to talk about this morning. So often people see the headline, they don't read the article, they don't know the background or the context, they don't dig any deeper, and so, you know, quickly it becomes a slam dunk for the evolutionist because all they have to do is have an interesting headline. And by the way, headlines are often about getting money, selling newspapers, selling magazines, getting TV advertising and this sort of thing. In fact, let me just give a couple of quotes in that regard before we get into the item we want to talk about today. Dr. Wellenhofer, who is a evolution-believing scientist, had this to say: sometimes science needs a headline, a nice headline. Feathered dinosaur, or the oldest bird in the world, or the largest pterosaur in the world. Things like that in order to get attention, and in the end, to get support, to get financial support, to get funds from different sites, different organizations. Oh, that's kind of revealing, isn't it? How much of the headlines that we see are intended to get people's attention, intended hopefully to get the right kind of financial support to keep research going, even though it's not really accurate and it's not about facts so much as wishful thinking and hype in order to generate attention and generate funds. Here's another quote in that same regard from a Dr. Rowe, who worked for the University of Texas and was the one who exposed the fraud of a National Geographic article about a feathered dinosaur back in 1999. He said, "National Geographic magazine is a marvelous operation, but it's a commercial operation, and so they need to sell magazines. They need to get the copy out. And as a commercial operation, they didn't question the potential conflicts between the commercial purchase of this specimen, which they were aware of, and the fellow who purchased it, who had an investment of $80,000 in this specimen." They didn't question the potential for a scientific conflict there. And certainly there was scientific conflict. The thing that he was referring to was a alleged feathered dinosaur, which was the front page article back in November of 1999 on National Geographic, and it was an Archaeoraptor, and they had the artist's rendition of it and so forth, and it was so convincing there, but it was all based on a hoax. It was a fraud, a Chinese fossil that actually had been manufactured, and they pieced together parts of some real fossils and plaster and even bits of steel and grout and things like this, so that it looked, when they had painted it all over at the end, it looked like it was one thing found intact and was genuine. But this Dr. Rowe, who worked for the University of Texas, put it out through a CT scanner, and he could see the various layers that they had built up in it and how it was completely manufactured, and it was bogus. And he gave his results to National Geographic magazine before they went to press. And they went to press anyway and didn't let the public know that this was all a fraud. They went ahead and presented it as the real McCoy, even though they had been told in advance that it was a fraud. So this is kind of a significant thing. One more thing let me read to you, and then we're going to get into the article that got me going this morning. There's an open letter that was written to the National Geographic magazine after that fraudulent piece that they did back in 1999. And this letter was by Storrs L. Olson, the curator of birds at the National Museum of Natural History, the Smithsonian Institution, Washington, D.C. And this is what he was writing to National Geographic after they just went right ahead and published a fraudulent article about a fraudulent evidence with all the hype that sold this idea that we have feathered dinosaurs. He said, "The idea of feathered dinosaurs and the theropod origin of birds is being actively promulgated by a cadre of zealous scientists acting in concert with certain editors at Nature and National Geographic, who themselves have become outspoken and highly biased proselytizers of the faith. Truth and careful scientific weighing of evidence have been among the first casualties in their program, which is now fast becoming one of the grander scientific hoaxes of our age, the paleontological equivalent of cold fusion. So he really blasts them and says, you know, and this is a guy who himself does believe in evolution, but he just blasts this idea that they're promoting everywhere that birds evolved from dinosaurs. Some people would even say birds are dinosaurs, and that dinosaurs had feathers, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this is in spite of the fact that they're lacking evidence. Oh, but now they found evidence, right? According to Science Daily, they did. Science Daily published yesterday, December 8th, 2016, an article with this headline, "Amber Specimen Offers Rare Glimpse of Feathered Dinosaur Tail." And they have a picture there that's obviously one taken under a microscope, and you're looking at it and saying, what am I actually looking at there? They claim that it's a silhouette of bones, soft tissues, and feather attachment points. And then the article begins, researchers from China, Canada, and the University of Bristol have discovered a dinosaur tail complete with its feathers trapped in a piece of amber. What is amber? Amber is fossilized tree resin, okay? And so there actually is this thing, just like there really are fossils, there really is amber, and there are many things that have been trapped in amber that we've talked before about on this program, because it's amazing when you look at these things, which are very old, whether you're saying by our point of view or evolutionary dating, and what they really have shown again and again is that there isn't evolution, because you have specimens of creatures that we find today trapped in amber that look the same. So you can see that evolution didn't happen in those cases. Well, did evolution happen in this case? If you have something that looks like it might be feathers and so forth, well, you have to read the whole article, which we don't really have time to get into the whole article today. You can find it at sciencedaily.com. But bring out just a few points here. Again, the Chinese researcher Lida Xing from China University of Geosciences in Beijing discovered the remarkable specimen at an amber market in Myanmar in 2015. The amber piece was originally seen as some kind of plant inclusion and destined to become a curiosity or piece of jewelry, but she recognizes potential scientific importance and suggested that they buy the specimen. So they bought it, and then the researchers say the specimen represents a feathered tail of a theropod preserved in mid-Cretaceous amber about 99 million years ago. While it was initially difficult to make out details of the amber inclusion, Singh and his colleagues relied on CT scanning and microscopic observations to get a closer look. The feathers suggest the tail had a chestnut-brown upper surface and a pale white underside. The specimen also offers insight into feather evolution. The feathers lack a well... this is important. The feathers lack a well-developed central shaft. Oh, then they're probably not feathers, okay? Their structure suggests that the two finest tiers of branching in modern feathers, known as barbs and barbules, arose before the rachis formed. Well, right away, you know, if you know anything about birds and have been studying this whole matter of bird evolution over a long period of time, as soon as you say what they're calling feathers don't have the actual features of feathers, it's like, ah! You know, why do you want to believe they're feathers? What you got is filaments that they're not even sure what they're made out of, and this has happened again and again, where they'll claim something is a feather when it isn't a feather. You know, it's a little bit of filament that you have to look under the microscope and say, what is this actually made of? Is it really part of the specimen itself? Is it something that's part of the material around what was once a living specimen, and, you know, trying to decide what this really is. But the article here is highly condensed in Science Daily, so it lacks a lot of details. But that's enough detail to put off all kinds of red flags and say, whoa, 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 is this really a feather, or are you only wanting to believe it's a feather because it doesn't have the central shaft of a feather, so all these other little filaments on the side that you are calling feathers or feather-like that's not really feathers at all. So what's going on is this, that just as people try to make a man out of a monkey or a monkey out of a man when they find fossil evidence, that is, they take human fossil remains and try to make them seem more ape-like in their interpretation, or they take ape fossils and they try to make them seem more human-like in their interpretation, or even mix ape and human remains and try to reconstruct something that is really from two different organisms, the same kind of thing happens when they try to prove their bird evolution from dinosaurs. They take dinosaur stuff that doesn't really have feathers, and they try to hype up the little filaments that they find to make them say they're proto-feathers or dino fuzz, or on the other hand, they find actual feathers of real birds that are in the same rock layers as the dinosaurs, and then they try to say, well, that was a feathered dinosaur. No, those with real feathers, those with that have all the characteristics of modern birds, those are real modern birds that lived at the same time as the dinosaurs. And so that's kind of what's going on in this article as well. The Answers in Genesis has a number of wonderful articles on this whole matter. I haven't seen them comment on this particular piece yet, since this seems to be more recent, so I'm eager to see if and when they will respond to this alleged feathered dinosaur tail in amber article. But a few years ago, they had similar things that were being discussed. There's an article by Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell that came out September 24th of 2011 at answersingenesis.org. The article is entitled "Canadian Amber Holds Fuzzy Fossils." And when you read that entire article, she pretty much debunks this as being really proof of dinosaur to bird evolution, and she points out, as we were just saying, that where you've got just dino fuzz, a lot of times it's not even, they're not even sure what it is, but it's you know, they hype it to say they're feathers or the beginnings of feathers. And then likewise, when you find true feathers in the same rock layers, it's clear that there were true birds living at that time. They want to turn the birds into dinosaurs by saying, oh, look, we had feathered dinosaurs. It's like, they're birds. You know, the very fact that they've got true feathers, true flight feathers with all the characteristics of modern feathers of modern birds shows it wasn't a dinosaur at all. And we have examples of well-preserved dinosaur skin that has reptilian scales. Reptilian scales are nothing like feathers. Dr. David Menton has a number of articles on this matter on the Answers in Genesis website, and he shows in great detail the difference between reptilian scales and bird feathers and points out that there's no way to explain how you would get the genetic information added to a reptile DNA to come up with true bird feathers. There's just no way to add that kind of information to the DNA. So once again, this is a hyped up article intended to get the unwary and the unlearned to believe, oh, well, now they've proven dinosaurs evolved from birds.
If you watch the news for very long on this issue, any kind of debate on this issue, you're going to see something that says, we found it. Last week, we were talking about, we found life on Mars. Now it's, we found the feathered bird or the feathered dinosaur. But what you never see and what you just got to have in your back pocket as you observe this is that headline always should say, maybe because we want to think so. That maybe we found it because we want to think so. There is a bias. There is an agenda. There is a proselytization going on, trying to get you to question what you believe based on dreaming, scheming, hopefulness, and very little hard science. This is a Worldview Watch on the creation evolution debate on His Time Worldwide KFUO. Our guest, Pastor Warren Wirth. Thanks, Dr. Wirth.
You're welcome.